potential questions in them for the survey that they're talking about doing. Have both of you guys seen these yet?
I don't know that I've opened it up much. Do you have it there?
I have it in front of me, yeah.
I have not.
Does this thing let you share your screen?
It does, but I'm not on... I'm not using that device. I would just read them off. I don't know, Penguin, do you want to record this for Ridley?
Yeah, I actually just started the recording, so we're good to go at this point.
Okay. So the big news here is that... welcome to the NH Exit podcast. Our normal host, Dave Ridley, is absent.
Lost you.
Yeah, I don't think he can hear us.
Probably the most important and the first survey of people of New Hampshire that is going to be funded mostly anonymous who donated $50,000 to the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. And you can go to their website at nhindependence.org. And the person who founded or who funded this thing, as I understand it, now I'm not on the board of directors with NH Independence, so forgive me if I get any details wrong here, but as I understand it, he wants to, or she, or whoever it is, wants to fund a survey of 8 states, the 8 most secessionist states, so New Hampshire, Texas, Hawaii, maybe. I'm just speculating, right? I don't know what the list of 8 is going to be, but California most certainly should be on there. So the ones where there's at least some buzz about independence, this person wants an official scientific poll to be conducted. And there have been some questions about secession done on sort of a national polling level, but never really the questions that, let's say, we would want to ask. So there was the one that happened a couple years ago that we reported on Free Talk Live, where they asked people from all over the country if they would support their state seceding from the union and then joining another union of states that were in the near vicinity. And the numbers were very, very significant. It was... like in the South, a huge number of Republicans, it was like 60%, supported that. Even here in New England, actually more Democrats supported it than Republicans did here in New England. And of course, that was, I think, during the end of the Trump administration. So that might change how they respond to such a question today. But nonetheless, it was very, very interesting. It was, I think the average was over 30%, maybe 33 or 4% of people across the United States supported that question. So, of course, we touted that as a pretty big deal because, I mean, who wouldn't want a starting point of having a third of the people already on your side? So that was pretty exciting when that came out. But still, it wasn't a question that we would have asked because we don't want to join the New England states. We don't want to be in an alliance with Massachusetts or Vermont. So, we have yet to see a survey where someone has asked the questions that people who really care about liberty and really want to see independent secession for one state, what would those questions look like? And so this person, whoever this $50,000 donor is to the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, I guess they're pretty principled, I presume. That's why they gave them that money and ask them to do this. So questions will be asked. They're currently brainstorming them, and I have the document that Alu shared. He didn't say it was confidential, so I presume that means that we can share it. In fact, I'm just double checking to make sure he didn't say that.
It seems like the questions in the other states are already set, and it's only New Hampshire that we're able to work on.
You know what? My phone went back on non-speaker mode. Can you ask me that question again? I apologize.
I can try. It seems like the questions are set in the other states, And the only ones we're fooling with are the New Hampshire ones, which means different questions in different states, which is interesting. I also have the list of states that it's going to in here. California is not in it.
What?
Apparently is because California is prohibitively expensive.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
It's Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, Hawaii, and New Hampshire.
Wow, almost all southern states. All of them, I guess, technically southern states except for New Hampshire.
Well, New Hampshire is the only non-southern state that's not insane, isn't it?
I don't know. Montana's generally considered pretty freedom-oriented, and Wyoming.
Maybe. Yeah, I was thinking Wyoming, too.
Dakota. But hey, it ain't my survey. So yeah, I didn't know they were asking different questions for different states. Well,
my understanding is the other ones have already been set. I got a very, very long email chain the other day, and it seemed like they were set in the other states, possibly influenced by the Golden Rule. I'm not sure. Everybody knows the Golden Rule, right?
Sure. Do unto others?
No. The Golden Rule. He who has the gold makes the rules.
Oh.
So that's what I think, which I guess could have benefits and not benefits to it. But I also have the questions in front of me now. And I see somebody made a lot of comments, some of which seem to have made a lot of sense. So go ahead, Ian.
Sure. I guess I'm curious to hear. I'm just curious if whoever this donor is, does he have people in these other states that are coming up with those questions? Because I was under the impression that the foundation was running this survey.
Let's just say we need more clarification.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's what they got so far. And I don't know how long they have to finish these up, but here they are. Number one, and keep in mind that when you do these phone surveys, the more questions you have, the harder it is to get someone to complete the survey. So I don't know what the statistics are as far as, you know, what percentage of people are going to drop off after 5 questions, what percentage of people are going to drop off after 3 questions, or how many will stay all the way on through. So anyway. Number one, do you believe that the government officials in D.C. have your best interests at heart? Answers, yes, no, or unsure. Two, do you believe that government officials in D.C. protect our rights or violate our rights? A, protect our rights more. B, they violate our rights more. Or C, neither or about the same. Now I kind of feel like those are the same question, just worded slightly differently. So if it were me deciding these things and having a smaller number of questions was preferable, I would probably pick one of those questions and leave out the other one. Number three, do you believe that people in the United States are growing more divided or more united? And answers are growing more divided, becoming more united, remaining the same. Number four, do you believe that New Hampshire's values are the same as the values of the United States as a whole? Answers are A, we are different than D.C. and the other states. B, we share the same values as D.C. and the other states. Or C, unsure. And number five, if one or more states left the Union, which actions would you support your state government or the federal government taking? A, as much military force as necessary to force the state to remain in the Union, including lethal force. B, economic sanctions, embargo, blockade. Or C, no actions at all. Let the states peacefully separate and govern themselves. I like that question. That's a really, really great question. Number six, imagine that New Hampshire was a self-governing nation. Knowing what you know now about the federal government, would you want to join the Union and be governed by D.C. or remain an independent country? A, join the Union and be governed by D.C. B, remain independent from D.C. C, unsure. And that's also a really strong question. And I get they're leading into those strong questions with the earlier questions. So, like, it makes sense the way it's set up. Two more questions. Number seven, would you support New Hampshire leaving the Union, cutting political ties with D.C., and governing itself as an independent country? And the answers here are A, leave the Union, B, remain in the Union, C, unsure. And the final question, do you trust your state legislature more than you trust Congress to make decisions about how to run your life? A, I trust Congress more. B, I trust the New Hampshire legislature more. Or C, unsure. And that is the...
How about a neither on that one?
Well, you can link in here. I believe it's an editing, an open to edit document. Add in comments on the side. I don't know if you
wrote in another question.
Steven is writing in. Do you believe states have the right to secede? These are all good questions. So
I'm not sure. I think we need to get Alu on to get clarification as to how much input there is into the questions. Exactly how they're being administered. Is it pure internet? Is there any phone interaction, et cetera, et cetera? And then clarify what's the best number of questions? My understanding is there's going to be, quote, broad similarities between the different states. I'm not 100% sure what that means. But again, 5 questions, 10 questions. I think once you get to too many, it's worthless.
Yes.
And then how to funnel the questions, you know, what order to have them in is really important.
Right.
I want to share with you something interesting. So Liberty Block has a group in North Carolina, and they've recently interviewed a couple of congressional candidates. And without using a name, although I assume it's on Liberty Block online, they interviewed a gentleman who's an ex-SEAL, a ranger, who's running for Congress in North Carolina. And I wasn't on this one because I was busy that day. And they asked him specifically, you know, does he believe in the right to secession? And he was a slam dunk. He was like, absolutely, this is a voluntary contract and you can leave whenever you want. And I thought that was really, really interesting to hear him say it, because most people, at best, hem and haw.
Yeah. The other thing to keep in mind when they're putting together these questions is every phone survey also has questions that are demographic, right? Because you also want to know, you know, what does somebody think who's 67 years old versus somebody who's 25 years old, male, female, you know, political leanings, etc. So those are all extra questions that somebody has to get through in order to take most surveys.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you said 67 and not 63. I know that on the email thread, there was talk of demographic questions, so it could be they're just not on this document, but they will be put in.
Yeah. So if it's online, I bet you online people are more likely. So I guess it also depends on this organization that they're doing the survey with. I know Alu mentioned what it was in the very beginning when they first got the donation, and I just don't recall offhand what it was. But I went and I looked it up, and they looked legitimate. But if it's one of those places that has sort of regular survey takers that they've kind of put through whatever process to you know, like, you know, volunteer into, oh yeah, I'm willing to do a survey, those kind of people, I think you're going to get a better response from those folks. It seems like somebody who is, you know, willing to take a survey as a something I've already promised to do in the past will probably go through the whole thing. It's easier to do something online, whereas if they're just cold calling people, then you are going to have a lot of drop off as far as completion of the question. So yeah, the methodology is definitely an important question. But regardless, I'm very excited. It does mention here in this document that they're looking at a number, targeting a number of 625 respondents,
yeah,
which
in eight states.
Is what now?
In each of 8 states, yeah.
Right, right. So, I mean, that's definitely a decent sample size. It's a little on the small side, but it's something. It'll give us a starting point. And then what we can do is we don't have to rely on the donor for the next one, next year. We can just do a focused New Hampshire survey, only do New Hampshire as a follow-up, and it'll cost us a lot less to do, you know, maybe a few thousand bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Get maybe 1,000 or 2,000 people and get a better sample size with the same questions.
Hey, Ian, this is Jordan. Is there like a scheduled like time frame of actually conducting the survey? Because I would imagine like the midterm elections would be something to kind of think of, you know, around that time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not. I'm not on the board over at the foundation. But if I had to speculate, I know I've encouraged them to get it done this summer, because to have it in place, to have the numbers publicly available by the time these guys are, candidates are running for a primary, is definitely something we're going to want, because we're going to want to approach these candidates and be able to point to these numbers and say, hey, look, you guys thought this wasn't popular, but here's how popular it actually is. It's 1 out of 3, or, 2 out of 5, or something like that. Maybe it'll be even better than we think. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I was thinking too is, if these are like, cold calling type of surveys, which I would think you would need for some sort of, scientific quote unquote survey, that's probably going to hit mostly old people. I mean, who else picks up a phone these days? Which may also have an impact on the output of the results.
It's not going to be by phone, I don't think. And you're right, phone surveys are meaningless because they don't hit cell phones.
I thought there were some that do, but maybe...
My knowledge, you can't buy cell phone lists, and therefore they can't be part of phone surveys.
Probably true.
As I said, I'm married to one of literally the world's greatest experts in research. But I'm not 100% sure how much input we have before I get all of her input on it. Because she headed up operations for research for about 30, 40 years. Listen, surveys, like anything else, if people like what we get in responses, they'll say this was the greatest survey ever. The people who want to challenge it will say it's the worst survey ever. Sure. But that's true of every single political poll out there.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like that begs the question of what good is a scientific poll, so to speak, over just some other polling method. When you're going to get criticism either way. But what'd you say again?
Media would be more likely to report on it. If you hire a respected polling organization and they put out a press release after the survey's done, you can take that around to the mainstream media. And they're more likely to do something with it. Where if you just, you get your own robocaller and call around, then that's not going to have the same weight to it, as far as media is concerned. So I think if this is a reputable polling firm, then there's a good chance that this $50,000 will balloon into, potentially millions of dollars worth of press coverage.
I'm crossing my fingers, and I hope you're right. I still. In the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, the media is biased, they'll probably not utilize something just, for that reason, let alone because it's scientific.
Well, the media is biased, but they have reported on these secession surveys. The few that have been done have gotten headlines because...
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're definitely right about that. Hopefully this is money well spent. We'll see.
Yeah. I think whoever this person is pretty smart to poll the different states, because if you can release numbers for Texas at the same time as you release for New Hampshire, that's going to spur a lot of press coverage that otherwise we wouldn't get. New Hampshire secession isn't as hot of a story as far as the media is concerned as Texas secession, because it's had a lot more attention to that issue in recent years. And so to have that the gentleman from the Texas Nationalist Movement out helping promote this, and having that energy behind this is also good. So we benefit from sort of doing this as a team. So I think it's a pretty smart approach.
Yeah, and you realize that Daniel in Texas says that he gets absolutely zero media coverage in the state.
Well, and one of the things I do like about this is, if you keep doing the same thing, you're just going to keep failing, right? If you do the same thing that you failed at before, right? But if you try something new, you might get different results. So I like it from that perspective. This is different.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
Well, listen, I think it's a great thing, and you're going to do with it what people do with it. Polls are done, A, to shape public opinion more than to actually know public opinion. And you're going to use this poll, even if you don't get press, to go to politicians and say, what are you going to do with this? So it's better than nothing for sure.
Yep.
And those who want to know, Mike Sylvia is going to want to use it to support his thing. And Deshaies, AKA God, is going to Trash he wants to, but it's something to work with. So
yeah, I think it's more. I think the question is more the amount of benefit is I think more along what I'm thinking. Like, you know, is it going to be, you know, a huge amount of benefit, or is it only going to be, you know, a lesser amount of benefit? So
only one way to find out.
Yep.
You're spot on.
Yep. And what are your, you know, what are the alternatives, et cetera, et cetera. So
it's going to be something. I mean, it'll be hard to quantify whether or not it was quote unquote worth it. But the good news is we didn't have to pay for 50, you know, 99% of it. So ultimately, this is it's quite a boon from that perspective.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, it's easy to spend other people's money, but it's harder to spend your own money. So
yeah. So many thanks to our anonymous benefactor.
Yeah, it's greatly appreciated if you're listening to this.
And by the way, just the fact that somebody's willing to do that shows that there is some serious support in some places.
Yeah, that's true. Great point.
Yeah, I kind of already knew that, but yeah, sure, for sure.
Well, nobody, as far as I know in history, has ever put up this kind of money towards secession, have they?
Who knows? I don't know how we would be able to tell.
Yeah.
1860, maybe.
No, here's the deal. If you heard me say before, there's a lot of people in the media who talk the talk. I haven't seen any of them contribute to this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anybody who could get them to contribute to this. So I think we would know. If somebody was dangling $100,000 out there to help secession, one of these movements would know about it.
You know what I would say? This is probably the most significant contribution by anybody in probably the history of, like, at least New Hampshire independence, and who knows, probably, you know, God knows, 100 years at least, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. You know, we have an anonymous person who is brokering this, but, you know, Alu's in regular touch with him, and the fact is, if somebody else somewhere were offering this money, somebody from all of the movements, including that guy, would have heard about it, because those are the only addresses to go to.
Right. Good. Well, it looks like Alu is reporting on the NH Exit chat room that someone has donated $250, or someone said they donated $250. Penguin, I think you put up $400. And Shire Free Church put in 500, so I believe that means we have crossed the threshold of the required $51,000 to move this forward. So congratulations, everyone. It looks like it's a done deal.
And listen, the framing of the results starts when you get the results. And
awesome.
Then we decide how to frame them. But this, I think, it's a great step, just because it's never been done.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Huge step. Yeah, I mean, this is probably the second biggest thing that, you know, the independence movement, I think, has done ever, other than, you know, getting the CACR 32, you know, and actually having a good turnout at the hearing. So
yeah, this is a good follow up to that too. You know, that made it made a good amount of press coverage. It didn't blow up as big as I think some of us would have liked, but you know, you get what you get, and we definitely got some coverage out of that. And I think this is a great way to follow it up, keep the energy flowing. You know, we're not just waiting, sitting on our thumbs, waiting for the next election. This is a good thing to kind of get this, you know, keep people interested, keep people's attention, and then use this information to, you know, bring as many state reps on board and change some hearts and minds on this issue, and then hopefully make it into another issue coming up in the next legislative session again.
You know, to keep your looking at the
past. Hold a ton of noise there, Stephen. I don't know. You got drowned out. Say that again.
It's probably because I'm underwater. to keep with the theme of the glass being half full, possibly, there is a pack up and running, and that some momentum that made that happen.
Yeah, and Matt Santanastasso has mentioned a possible interest in a New Hampshire Independence Caucus at the State House. I don't think that's materialized yet, but maybe the PAC can foster some movement forward on that. Speaking of the PAC, the gentleman who's behind that, Matt Sabarin, I spoke with him over the last week or so, and he said he is unable to make our Sunday meetings due to a consistent work schedule that gets in the way. He has requested if there's another day that we could do these meetings. I wrote him back and I asked him, you know, which days would be good for him or what day would be good for him. So I haven't gotten his response. It just happened within the last 24 hours that I wrote him back. So I will post that in the chat room once we get him to 3,000. You know, we seem to get the same crew here on Sunday, so maybe we should consider doing these meetings on a rotating basis, kind of like we used to do the crypto meetups, Penguin. Maybe have them on different days and different times. That way different people can...
Yeah, we'll probably get different people if we do that, but yeah. There'll probably be less consistency as far as who shows up. Like, you know, maybe the two of us will show up, but... We'll probably not have some of the other people that show up to the Sunday meetings because they won't be able to make it. But that might be okay. I mean, at least there's more conversation going on.
Saturdays, so hopefully he can do these meetings on non-Saturdays. Mm-hmm. You'll gain Alu not on a Sunday or Friday, mm-hmm. and that would be something good.
I'm meeting with Matt and I think a few others at my house on Monday, tomorrow. So if you guys have questions for me, let me know. I just want to touch base with him. I haven't spoken in weeks. It looks like he's done a lot of progress, which is fantastic. I just want to touch base, see where he's at, and see how I can help and stuff. And my dad raised some good questions yesterday with me that I couldn't answer, like, what is the official stuff of a pack, and what can they make disbursements to, and what can they not, and how's it all tracked, and accountability, and all that stuff. Can they give money for anything, and all that. So I know nothing about the laws, but I assume someone does. So I just want to touch base with Matt and see what's going on with him tomorrow, and... go from there. So let me know if you guys have stuff you want me to discuss or ask him or work on.
Welcome. When did you just pop in? I wasn't eyeballing the screen.
Two minutes ago.
2 minutes? Okay. So you missed us. We went through the questions that are on, you know, being discussed or being drafted for the poll. And there were some questions from the 14 room that I think that only you would have been able to answer. Can you speak to the polling company that y'all are using?
Yeah, I don't know a ton about SurveyUSA, but my friend who is friends with the donor who gave us the 50,000 said they like SurveyUSA a lot. They weren't super controlling as far as the New Hampshire portion of the poll. They said we could use any we want, but they personally trust SurveyUSA the most as far as just the overall integrity of the polling. They think they're the best pollster. And they've used it before, and they said we can write our own questions. That's another advantage, whereas most pollsters, I think, wouldn't allow that. We can totally write our own questions. And they said, well, they're already doing the other seven states, so this would kind of just be the eighth state. So all eight states combined, considering everything, is 51,000. You know, I don't know a ton about them. SurveyUSA seems fine, and they've used them before. They like them a lot, and they say they're just the best pollster. And we do want a good pollster so we can get accurate results.
Do you know where the SurveyUSA respondents come from? Do they have, like, the pre-selected group of people who have already opted in to say, I'm a person who likes to take surveys, or are they getting them in some other manner? Any idea about that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think my friend told me a few weeks ago when we spoke on the phone that they do have a big pool of people who either opted in to take surveys or who are just a high proclivity to take surveys. But it's going to be, I think, mostly online and possibly supplemented with phone when needed. But it'll be mostly online, which is good because they can see the whole question. So if the person on the phone is reading a long question, they might drop out. If they read five answers and they're all super long and repeat the answers, that's more drop-off. Whereas online, they can see the question is not that long. They see three options for answers. They can read them all in kind of one glance. So online is better. And they do it scientifically so they can everything so they get a good scientific sampling as far as all the same amount of demographics of man, woman, old, young, black, white, and income and everything throughout the state so that they are representative of the state. So it is like scientifically totally random sampling good portion of every demographic type. So even though it's only 625 people, which I would rather be like 600,000 obviously, but 625 is what we got. So it is what it is. Apparently it's pretty standard. It's not a super small sample. So. Yeah.
It's a little on the smaller size, but it is definitely scientifically, like, you know, standard, as you say. It's a decent sample. It's not too small. But that's something that I was saying is, like, this is a good start, and then next year, next summer, again, except we just do it on our own. If, you know, the money man's not around, we raise a few thousand dollars, we hire maybe the same group to do just New Hampshire, and we hire him to do 1,800 or 2,000 or 1,500 or something like
that. Exactly, because just one state is seemingly 6,000-7,000, and depending on.
We just lost.
Has a lot of pull with. Sorry. No, that's good now.
Say that.
You guys hear me now?
Yeah, say that line, whatever you were saying there again.
If Sorens really has a lot of influence with St. Anselm, maybe he can get them to do it for free or for cheap, because it's something St. Anselm wants to do a poll on anyway, maybe. So yeah, I do agree this is the baseline, and in a year or two, after we do a lot of education and after the federal government helps us make our case to the voters, and legislature does their own thing over the next 2 years, hopefully in 2 years we can do the poll again and increase the numbers of supporters. That would be great. So do you guys have – you got a chance to look at the questions? Do you guys have final input? Because I'm going to submit the questions like any day now, depending when they want them. If they want them tomorrow, I may just submit them tomorrow. I'd like to speak with my board, but it's hard to get in touch with everyone. But do you guys have any final input about the questions? Because I kind of just jotted them down. Not a ton of thought. So I want people to go over it.
This, again, would be a question for Survey USA. You may want to ask them – what is, they do these all the time, so they probably have some statistics on what is the ideal number of questions. So obviously, the longer a survey is, the more likely people are not going to get through it. So.
As far as drop off, my friend already asked them, he sent me the whole email chain with them, and they seem to say as long as it's under 15 or 20, the drop off is essentially zero, it's the same. So unless you go above 15 or 20 questions, which we're not approaching even, we're at like 7 or 8 questions or 10. Unless you get beyond 15 or 20, for internet and even phone, there's like zero drop off. That's seemingly what they said.
Okay, that I would believe for internet, but I wouldn't believe it for phone, because I know I've been on the phone taking the survey, and I'm like, and after some number of questions, I'm fuck this, I'll hang up the phone. So to that end, the demographics. If you're dealing with online respondents, then presumably they already have a profile, so they probably don't have to. Do they have to answer the demographic questions on the survey each time they take it, or are they already in the system to where it's like, oh, we already know what your age is? And
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I saw the email chain. I glanced at it the other day. It said the first few questions they have to ask is like age, name, this, that, location. But I don't know. It's a good question. They might have a profile already where if they've taken a few surveys with them, that might already be there.
Either way, you're at 100 questions at this point. So, if there's 5 demographic questions and 10 question questions, then you're still in the range.
So do you guys all jot it down? Any input on them? Anything you want to add or adjust?
My initial response was I kind of felt like the first question could probably basically the first two questions are basically the same question, just sort of asked in a different way. And so if I had to cut something, I would probably cut out one of the first two questions. I would probably cut the first one of the two. But if you feel like you're within the safe range, then keep them both in. But otherwise, I felt like that was a little repetitive on question 1 and 2.
Awesome. Any other feedback from Penguin or my dad or anyone?
Can I just suggest people put feedback on the document and then we can actually digest it?
Yeah, any feedback. Everyone's free to jot down comments on the document, please.
Even comments on the order of the questions.
Yeah, I like how the questions kind of build to the, the more hardcore questions towards the end. So I appreciate the way that they're structured. Yeah, very exciting. It sounds like you guys are going to put the bow tie on these things and get them out the door this week. So any idea on the turnaround from Survey USA, how quick they'll have this set up and rolling?
I do not know. Looking through the email chain, I assume they're planning to do it a few weeks ago, and they were saying by May 25th we'll have the results, but I think they were planning to start it a few weeks ago, but still, that would mean that, depending on when that email is sent, it means that the whole poll is done over a few weeks, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, so not super long. I know my friend is trying to get it out before the primaries, and I know a lot of primaries have already begun, or early voting, or whatever, so... I don't know. The whole thing might be done in a month or two from now, but I'll try to confirm as soon as I talk to them again.
That's even sooner than I was expecting. So that's great.
Yeah.
That's way sooner than I was thinking.
So yeah, that's awesome. Question about the other states, the seven other states. It sounded like somebody else wrote those questions. Are there groups in each state that are putting these together, or is it the survey, the guy funding the survey is just using it? How's that happening?
Yeah, I think my friend is writing all the questions for all the other states, and they're all pretty much identical, and he has a few individualized questions for each state.
Okay, interesting. Do we know if Survey USA, I haven't done a whole lot of research into them, I looked briefly at them and they seem pretty legitimate. Do we know if they send out a press release when they finish a survey, when all the results are tabulated?
There was a little discussion about that in the email chain, and they're going to put it up on their site. I don't know if they're going to do a big press release or article, but they're going to put it up on the site, and like media people do check their site. And we'll have a link so we can like link people to their site and stuff.
That's great.
There's a way to send out a press release if we want to. I forget exactly like what the site is, but it's like there's a site you can go to, and companies all the time they'll just send out these press releases. So I'm sure we could do that. I've never done it. But
some of the political people in New Hampshire, like even Jeremy Kaufman's campaign and other campaigns, I'm sure they're familiar with how to like do a press release that gets picked up by media and stuff.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard to figure out. I probably can figure it out myself. I just need to do a few searches.
I don't think we're gonna have a ton of trouble getting media. Once the poll's out, like just Liberty Block, Granite Grok, FNHI, Frankie, all that stuff will pump it out there. And then I think bigger media will pick it up, and like Union Leader, Concord Monitor definitely should, WBR definitely should pick it up, because it's the first time a survey like this has been done in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a press list I've built over the last 15 years that is focused only on New Hampshire and maybe Boston. There's an AP address in there, but it's essentially just a regional list. But it was opt-in, meaning everybody on that list specifically told me they wanted to be on it. So I get a fairly high open rate. You know, a lot of people will actually read whatever it is I put out there. So it's almost certain we're going to get this in front of the local media. But as far as national is concerned, there would have to be some other way of doing that, which is why I think probably Survey USA, it wouldn't surprise me, Penguin, if they have that system you're talking about. If they probably have an account at one of those places.
Yeah, I suspect you're right. I mean, like, this is standard stuff for, you know, any corporation, and even like a small company can do, send out a press release. It may or may not get picked up, but it'll get out there. So,
those things aren't, I don't know how true they are, but you do have to pay for it. This is why it's like, you know, Survey USA should have an interest in doing that, because they still want to brand themselves as, you know, like surveys. So that would be something I would ask them, like, you know, what kind of publicity can you help us with?
And as far as national media, we know plenty of people who are pretty close, like Tom Woods, Bob Murphy, even Fox Business News, Kennedy people. So like, if they really want to get it out there, like they can tell them the story, and I think it's a big enough story they should pick it up in national TV and media.
Yeah, well, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. That's going to be a few weeks out, so very exciting, very exciting. I think this has been a good meeting. Anything else going on out there besides the survey? Obviously, this has all of our attention, but anything else cracking?
In that case, I'm going to get back to work. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'll see you guys soon.
Stopping in.
Thank you.
Yep. Gentlemen, anything else we want to throw out there today?
I think that's it.
No, have a great day, guys.
Yep, all right, everybody. Guys. All right. And as far as the rotating meetup is concerned, I don't know. Probably 1 o'clock is no good for working people during the week, so would we want to move that? We used to do, what, 5-something or 6 or 5:30 on Tuesdays, so maybe an evening would be good for weeknights. What do you think?
If we do it on Saturday, that might be a problem for me, but if it's like a Tuesday, I don't think that would be a problem.
Yeah, I think we would keep it in the afternoons on weekends, I think would probably be ideal. and then make it in the evenings during the week. So what we could do is we could do a once every 8 days instead of once every 6, and then that way it'll move forward every week, one day.
Okay. We'll find out when, are you going to find out when, who is it, the others can, who is it we were focusing on?
The gentleman who requested it was the person who is Matt Sabrin. He's the founder of the New Hampshire Independence Pack. But he didn't get back to me. But if we do a rotating one, then, you know, it's going to hit on a day that he can do it at some point. So
yeah, that's true.
I think we should go ahead and change this up because we always get the same guys on Sunday. So let's just let's move the next one to not tomorrow, but the following Monday, and just put it on for a repeating event every 8 days.
Okay. If we're gonna do that, how are we? Let's see. What is that? What's that end up being? That's let me check my calendar here. So that would be. What is today? Today is the
March 9th.
So we're talking about the 9th. Okay.
But at what time on the 9th?
Yeah, do we want to pick a time?
Let's see. I don't know, 5:30?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that actually works for me probably.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you tending to a calendar entry about this, Chris, or is it on the team calendar, or what? Where is this?
No, I was just adding to my personal calendar.
Okay.
Is this on the Keen calendar or any calendar? It might be. Calendar?
It might be. Let me take a look. That's a good question.
If it's not, we should probably add it.
Yeah, I feel like it might be on the FSP calendar.
I don't have access to that. Easy access to that. So if you're able to add it, I would do it.
Yeah, it is on the Keen calendar. So I'll go ahead and migrate that to next Monday.
Okay, perfect.
All right. You guys have a great day.
So we're killing off the Sunday ones. Is that what we're doing? Is that the plan?
Yeah, we're done with the weekly Sunday ones. It's over. Okay. We're going to go to rotating.
Sounds like I like that. That's a great idea. Okay, so Monday's the next one. Okay, at 5:30.
All right, guys.
All right. All right, bye.
Have a great day.